Yay! So today we have another episode of the Becoming Cosmically You podcast. So today we've got Marlena on, but we've got a bit of an issue with video. So today you're just going to be able to see me, but then hear her as well. So hopefully this is going to be okay. Everything is perfect, right? So here we are. Do you want to introduce yourself and let people know what you do and where you're from?
Yeah, hi. I'm Marlena Johnson, and well, I have a multitude of gifts. So I am a master manifester, intuitive energy healer. I also have been working on feng shui. So I became a feng shui advisor, and with my like psychic gifts, I am able to, read the energy in people's spaces. And it's been a lot of fun. I've been doing a lot of healing for goodness since I was a teenager. So the angels would come physically. That would scare everybody else, right? I was called nuts, crazy. But people would come to me and I wouldn't know them, Louise, and they'd just be like, do you know what he did to me? And I'm like, who are you and who is he? And then I would, answer their question and thank you. And then they'd get back together and I'd see them again and they're like, hey, it worked out. I'm like, who are you? Because there was so many coming. And after years, I'm like, is there a note on my head that says, come and tell me all your problems? And then I started laughing because I'm like, okay, but I was called like, you're crazy, and I'm like, no, I'm not. And I would tell people sometimes, like, this is what you did today. And they're like looking at me like, what? But I've been on like podcast, telesummits, radio shows, TV, you name it, but one experience after another, then you realize I have a gift, and I have to use it. So I went online years ago and I started on Ustream. We used to have it similar to this from all over the world, and I'd broadcast off of Facebook through my telephone line when people couldn't get on, and it grew the business to like 27,000 people were tuning in. And it's just been miraculous, the things I've seen. I've seen people come and they were impoverished, out of work, no jobs, depression, fear, anxiety. People that were sick in bed, told, their life was over. And I said, get out of the bed. And they got out of the bed. So I've seen, healings, physical healings, mental healings, financial healings. People would get free cars, free homes. I had a lady who said, I'm just about to be homeless. I said, who said so? And I worked with her a couple sessions clearing her family junk, and out of the blue, her dad calls her and he goes, oh, I know we haven't spoken in like 20 years. She's like, what do you want? Because they were angry at each other. And he said, I just bought you a house. I'm bringing the keys over. She was just about to be homeless. So these are some of the things, that I've seen. I've seen some major, things, even on summits as I'm talking, people would be, sick or whatever, and all of a sudden they're healed as I'm talking. So I know it's the angels, the energy of just the heavenly realm, and guides are here, and it's like, wow, it blows my mind still to hear some of the testimonials. It's been incredible, Louise. I'm just so grateful for everything.
I love that. And I love a few of the things that you mentioned. So I'm going to pick apart some of the bits that you mentioned because I think a lot of our listeners are going to resonate with the fact that you thought, well, you didn't think you were crazy, that other people thought they were crazy, that you were crazy. And I think there's a lot of that going on this year. I can definitely feel in the collective that there's so many people that are wanting and are ready to connect with and use their gifts and come out of the my team called it the spiritual closet this morning, but then they also called it the cosmic cupboard. And I think that's so funny. But it's like this constant judgment, isn't it, that you feel from yourself or you feel from others. Like, how did you navigate it back then when you people were throwing all kinds of shit at you? How did you personally navigate that?
I just kind of like shook it off because what can you do? I mean, I know that I'm having a, dream and I'm saying this is going to happen. And they're like, yeah, right. And then it happens, and then like they would see my life. I had four cars in my driveway and they would come to my house, family members. How come you got four cars and I've got a job, right? A good job, and I can't get a car. And I said, look up. That was my answer to them after a while because I'm like, I'm not lying. You see the manifestation that's happening in my life, and you won't believe me. So that's a crazy thing too, right? Because they come to you asking over and over, how come this and how come that? And after a while, you explained it to them. They're like, yeah, right. And I said, well, then just look up because I'm done with you. Why explain anymore, right, Louise? Just, watch us. That's all. Watch us women this year, okay? Come to the forefront, okay? Yeah, because it's the year for women to step out and step up.
Absolutely. And I think you mentioned a really good point there. It's about belief and trust. This journey is really about embodying that trust and that belief. And like, I love how you just deflected those people and just said, you know what, I'm done with you. Because I think you have to get to a stage in your 3D reality that you have to lose people on this journey, because otherwise you can never expand into that true being that you want to expand into with the people that are slowing you down by, like, the naysayers or the negative Nellies or the people that disbelieve you. Like, that just slows you down. And I think a lot of people move out of expectation of others, and that again slows you down. So I love how you're very, like, black and white, my team is saying, it's either black or it's white for you. It's nothing in between. It's this or that.
Yeah, you're on your journey, and people come and they want what you got, but they don't want to do what you're doing to get it. They just want that, give me that instant, thing, how do you get it right now? And I'm like, believe it. And they're like, you ever hear this one? I'll believe it when I see it. And I say, no, it's the other way around. So they're like, what? So I said, in your mind, you're saying in your mind, I'll believe it when I see it. I said, well, you won't see it till you believe it. Ah, that's the universal law, right? So I believe the sky is blue, right? And other people might be like, no, it's not. I'm like, well, that's, your belief. So my sky is going to be blue. I believe my bank account's full, and you don't believe yours is. So that's what you're getting until you believe that your bank account is full. I don't know what it's full of, but whatever. I'm just like, you believe you got clients. You believe you can do it. And sometimes the people, they want to do something because they got the gift, but they need that unction to function. So they come to us and they're like, help me do this. And that's when we know that person's ready. The other ones are, like you say, naysayers, watchers, peekers. They're in their little cardboard box and they got two holes out there and they're peeking out. And they're like, how come my neighbor's got all this? And everybody in my family's got that, but not me. Get out of your box, right? Come out of your uncomfortable comfort zone. Because you're uncomfortable in that comfort zone. So when you come out of that, wow. You just take a step a day, right? And you'll see a change. And you can't just say, oh, I'm, totally in poverty and tonight I'm going to be a millionaire. Right? So that doesn't work that way all the time. But I'm just like, okay, now if we can get you to believe in yourself, right? That's the first step. Believe in you. I don't care who didn't believe in you, but it's time for you to believe in you. And that's the first step right there, because I had to believe in me. I had to encourage myself. Nobody was encouraging me. They were discouraging me and saying, you're a mistake. You're not supposed to be here, and you'll never amount to nothing. I'm like, watch me now, I'm a rebel. So most of the people, light beings, people that were put here for a purpose, are gonna get that attack, we call it. And it's trying to steal our joy, right? That's the first thing they want. They want your joy. And I'm like, you can't get my joy, because my joy is my joy. Go get your own. But that's what they were doing, trying to steal my joy. And I'm like, my joy is my most precious gift. Right? So what are people looking for? If we look at it, bottom line, what are people looking for no matter what they're looking for? They're looking for joy. You're going to get joy when you get that, whatever it is. Right? And for some reason, we were taught not to be happy, unless we have this. But why can't we be happy right now
Without
and
that.
grateful? Right?
I love that. And I talk about this a lot actually, because I learn a lot about money and a lot about joy and a lot about gratitude when I had absolutely zero fucking anything to show for it. When I was homeless, when I didn't have money for food, when I was, really, really broke on all the levels. That's when I learned the most about having everything, because you have to really dig deep, and then when you do get it, it's almost it's like the cherry on top, but it's not as important, because like you say, once you've got that inner joy, nobody can take that from you, because you're not dependent on a external thing. But I always tell my clients that the craziest thing is when you remove the need for that external thing, because you're already so fucking happy with what you've got. It's a complete mind fuck, because the universe will just keep bringing you stuff anyway, even if you don't need
Yes. I've had that. Oh.
the universe keeps bringing me more clients, and I'm like, oh, guys, I just want to relax. I want to have like 4 days off a week, and maybe work two. And they're like, no. Here's some more clients. Here's some more money. And I'm like, guys, I'm having two more days off. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, it's funny, Louise, when you don't want it, it comes. And it could be, if you don't want that garbage keeps coming. You don't want clients, well, they're like, ha, 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 and they send them down to you. So, if people could act like that, like, I don't want that man. Man, he's going to chase you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that brand new car. Right, here comes 10 brand new cars, share them with people, whatever. But my daughter and I, she was in college, and the house that we lived in was not a very nice house. It was on Indian burial ground, so we had a lot of problems in there. And the only thing with that house was, like, people we do not even know from a couple weeks of moving in there would drop off boxes of stuff at the door. And we're like, what is this? And who's around? Well, the house, I called it the Divine Distribution Center. And we would fill the car up, and we would either have garage sales, give it away, drop it off at doors, whatever, churches, you name it. And more stuff kept coming. So I'm like, will it stop now? When I moved down here to South, in Florida, it started happening here. And I said, I looked up and I go, universe, stop it. I'm done with that. And it stopped. And it stopped because I said, I'm not filling this house up with clutter, you know? And that's the way it is. That's the way I'm saying it to them. But, you know, when I say universe, I'm done with that, they know I mean it, you know? Because I said, you can't outgive the universe.
No.
So, like you're saying, no more clients. And they're bringing more and more and more. And you're like, help, Calgon. You know, sometimes you have to say, hold on, I'm done with that for 2 days. Thank you. You know, let them know. Oh,
Yeah, so true.
goodness.
I love holding very firm boundaries with my team members, you know, because I think when you first get into channeling or opening yourself up to receive messages, there's so many beings that want to communicate with you, and so much energy wants to come to you that I'm literally like, no, I will tell you when I'm ready, you know.
I know they wake me up in the middle of the night, you know. I'm like, oh, have a notebook next to your bed, you know. Oh man, you get the best ideas at the, you know, crazy moments. You know, you're in the shower and you got this great download coming. You're like, wait a minute, I'll remember it. No, you won't. You know, it's so I have a notebook in the car. I have a notebook next to my bed. I have a, you know, a notebook next to me now. It's just, it's got to be there. Because they send it anytime. And I'm like, I'll remember that. And then five other people come and I'm like, what was that? You know? So I learn now, you know, you learn. It's a learning experience, right? All is good. But we just have to settle in, ground, and use our gifts, you know. And when you're tired, let them know. I'm tired now, let me sleep, you know. Oh, because we can't turn off our brain. And they'll get in there. They get in your ear. You know, they're like, hey, you need to do this. And you're like, no, I want to do this. Well, they've got an assignment for you today. It's fun. You got to, you know, just laugh, you know, keep your joy even when you're ready to scream.
Definitely. You know what? I always say, like, I laugh at myself the most. Like, you know, there's nothing I laugh at more than myself, because I find it's such a fascinating experience being, like, you know, someone from a different place in a human body trying to navigate this really weird at times human experience. So I just find it so hilarious, and I find humans, like watching humans, just so funny. Like, they just have me in stitches a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's good to laugh, you know, especially now with all the energy going around here, right? A lot of anger. And I just, you know, don't want to buy into that anger. I'm not into anger energy. So it's just like, I'm keeping my joy. You guys can go fist fight over there or whatever you're doing. I don't have time for that. I'm not here for that, you know. So they can't understand why we don't want to battle with them or whatever. I'm like, have a good day, you know, namaste. You know, you have to, you know, you have to shut off the news and, you know, don't read all that stuff, you know, that you used to read or whatever. It's like, delete. I get so many negative email titles. I'm like, why are you sending that? You're supposed to be, you know, a light giving person. So I've just been deleting that as well. It's like, no, my emails will come through. They're positive. So even if you don't open them, you just read something that's going to stick in your mind and it's going to eat at you and you're going to change. You're going to shift that day. So hello, Joy. You know, good morning, my Joy. Actually, behind me, is the word joy on the wall, JOY. And I take the word like, and I go, JOY, jump over yourself and you'll get your joy.
I
So,
love that.
right? Yeah,
Yeah.
that's my thing. We were sent here as a bundle of joy. Where did you leave your joy? Who's got your joy? Let's find it today. That's my main message because I, oh my goodness, I was brought through the dark night of the soul as a baby, an infant, you know, many attempts on my life, hit in the head with a hammer. Okay, I'm still standing. But all through that, experience, I started saying, man, I'm here for a reason because, man, they tried to kill me many times. They took the pill, it didn't work. Then they hit me with a hammer with the part you take the nails out with. That didn't work because God Almighty closed the holes in front of the doctor's eyes. I mean, there was just too many, things going on. And I'm, wow, miracles. And then I started believing in miracles because you couldn't deny it anymore. Like, instant, So I said, wow. And then one lady called me the prosperity princess because I was like, everybody, they'd come over and they'd be like, she can't pay her electric bill. And she'd sit down on the couch and I'm like, okay, let's clear that. And she'd stand up and I'm not kidding you, Louise, there'd be change underneath her money. And she'd try to hand it to me. I said, no, you pooped it out. And we would laugh, I'm like, that's the universe showing you that you have the ability to manifest money. No matter where it comes from, we can't explain it. And then the next day, somebody would, have sent her a check and it would pay her power bill. And I'm like, see? So what are you worrying about anybody on the planet here? We're being taken care of, right? And you have to just allow it. I like the word allow. Just sit back and allow. And when you're waiting for something, do something creative, right? Use your hands and make something, cook something, do some dishes. It clears depression, I hear. So I'm like, okay, do your dishes, not in the dishwasher. All right. Walk around the block, make a snowman if it's snowing where you are. Act like a kid again, right? Enjoy yourself. You're the only self you got, So don't let anybody or anything take your peace or your joy. And don't let them stop you from writing your book or whatever you're, feeling you want to do. There's something in each one of us that we would love to do. So step out and do it, right? Like you had to step out and do something because if you didn't, you'd still be sitting in a tree, in the forest going, woe is me. I'm getting rained on here, So, you were like, I'm getting out of this situation. It took something inside of you, a drive, an ambition. And they're like, you're on a mission. But we had to put you out here to get your attention. Right? And they had to do stuff to me to get my attention, hit me in the head with a hammer at 4 years old and wake me up. So I would learn to forgive and let go, number one. And, learn that I had a very powerful gift because most people wouldn't survive that. The doctor said it just missed your brain. I'm like, well, my brain's still working because I'm still functioning, But as a kid, I was told, shut up, you're not important. So when I'd go to school, I'd get all A's, and they'd say to my mom, is she stupid? She won't speak, but she's got all A's. It didn't make any sense. But I was scared to talk. So I was very shy. And when I had my awakening, they're like, you're going to make a video. I go, what? How do you make a video? So my daughter, thankfully, said, this is how you make a video. I go, really? Let's try it. Let's see what we're talking about here. And it went from there. I'm just like, okay, talk. And then I had to talk, right? I was put on the spot. So that's what they do to you. They're like, you're supposed to be doing this and you're going to do it no matter what. We got to take you through this many times over until you get the lesson. You'll wake up. So, when I see something happening in my life that I don't really appreciate, I'm like, wait a minute, why is that showing up? Right? Let's clear that. Right? Thank you for showing up. Now we can heal it. Ah, that was a good one that came to me 2 years ago when junk was coming up. And I'm like, thank you for showing up. So I was grateful for the problem. And I said, now we can heal that. Because if you're going to keep showing up, I'm going to stop you now. So I didn't want the pattern, enough with the patterns. But I feel like, this year, they're telling me, to do more podcasts with people, collaborate, working on, I have two different things I work on. So I'm like the energy healing part of it, and then I'm doing the feng shui part of it. So it all works together because I said, when you heal your home, you heal your life. So when your house is balanced and everything's in the right place, and there's not a lot of clutter, your life starts to flow, right? And I noticed that that is so true. That's why I had to say to the universe, that's enough stuff. Don't send any more. Because I would have to be, putting it outside and saying, free, take it, right? And then having a bunch of vehicles come in here constantly. I said, not again. No. So, and then they give me, like, you got a lot of clients. So I got a lot of shows and podcasts that I've been invited to. And then I've been collaborating with a lady on Facebook and she does live streams. And I'm like, okay, let me speak and help people. And we're doing all that. So I'm doing my part. I'm happy and grateful for all that. But unlike you, where you don't get a 2 days off or 4 days off, I actually just relax. I'm like, I'm taking a day off. And so I just do it. And I tell people, like, I will leave my house and leave my phone here. And they're like, what if? I said, what if not? There's other people out there with a phone. That's the way I think about it. I'm like, years ago, we didn't need all that. And I don't want the electronics with me when I'm going to walk on the beach. Right? That is like, I'm a water person. So when I walk on the beach, it heals. There's water coming off of the water. So if I'm weak and tired and drained, I go down by the water and it just heals. It's incredible. That's why people take salt baths or, whatever they do. They go to the mountain or in the woods. Everybody is a different element. So my energy is drawn to the water. It could be a lake, a bathtub, a fountain. Anything like that is so healing to me. And it's like, oh, and I see with you, it's like rainbow. You got this rainbow glasses on, number one, but there's like a rainbow over you. It's like we've given you from homeless to the pot of gold. What month are we in, right? March forward. But yeah, the lucky, shamrocks, the four leaf clovers are in for right now. So if anybody wants some luck, or whatever they want to call it, draw in to the energy here. Your podcast feels like it's amazing energy. I feel like this, you're in sync with the flow of the people, and that's why they're flocking to you. You're magnetic to that group of people. And so the universe is like, these people need you now. And you're like, wait a second. So, hand them a shamrock or something and say, take this four-leaf clover, even if it's a photo, and say, meditate on it while I take a day off. And energy into it. You know how to do it. Yeah, and they'll love it. They'll be like, yay, something. They need something to see or feel, right? And touch. So I'm like, okay. It's just an energy, the vibe, I'm like, oh, well, feel the vibe, everybody here, and come alive. That's what I'm feeling right now. And here where I am, it is absolutely beautiful. It's 73 lovely degrees here at 7:30 in the morning. So yeah. So imagine today to be 90, right? I'm ready.
That's
Yeah.
hot.
Yeah, it gets hot here, but I love the tropical energy. I see, I'll look at the palm trees and I'm like, oh, that palm tree is so unique. It's beautiful. And other people are like, who cares? I'm like, I do. I love that. I notice things that I never noticed before. Right? And I'm like, how beautiful. So the grateful energy that I feel, so people that are grateful will be like flocking to me, she's got joy. We want joy. They start coming. It's like, oh, but with you're no holds bar. That's what I feel. You just say it like it is. You do it like you wanna, And there's a word, it. I don't want to say that, but you know what I mean. You're like, who gives a care? I'm me. I'm gonna do it my way, and I love it. I love myself, and that's what I feel with you. And so it's invigorating to meet somebody that's like authentic, and it's a master, what I'm saying? A master person like I am, authentic, whether you like us or not. Right? Am I right? Yeah,
Oh,
I feel that.
totally. And I've got to the stage where I don't even care whether people like me or not. I find it fun all the same. Like when I show up online and sometimes I get no negative things say about me. I'm like, I find it just as fun, because I'm like, what are they seeing in me that I haven't seen in me? Or what are they projecting on me that's within them? I just find it all fun. I have so much fun with people. A bit of banter with people when they're being negative. It's just like, where is that coming from? It just rolls off me so quickly that I don't even feel it anymore. And even the good stuff as well. I was speaking to someone today. You've got to get to the stage where you genuinely don't give a fuck whether someone likes you or not, and that is just pure perfect inner peace.
Yeah, it is. That's what I said. You're like, I don't care. I feel that energy around you. Like, I'm just me, there is a country song, and when you were talking like that, it came to my mind and said, how do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way. You used to think I'm crazy standing here today. If you can go on YouTube maybe later, and it's a guy, I forget his name, but how do you like me now?
How you like me now? Okay, I'm
Yeah,
gonna
you'll like
use
that
that.
song. How do you like me now?
It's funny that you got the songs as well, because I often will get my team playing songs in my head, and I'm just sometimes like in the supermarket dancing. And I've had like people come up to me in the supermarket and say, oh my God, I love how you're just dancing to yourself and singing. And I've not even noticed it.
Oh, because it's just you. You're all happy. You know what I mean? And grateful. And you're like, oh, I found that, a pack of bananas. Woohoo! And you got songs in your head, but that song there is yours. It's How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way. Used to say I'm crazy standing here today, you know. And I'm just like, yeah, there's a part in there about, you know, you're hearing me in your radio. How do you like me now? Those naysayers, those negative, you know, Nancys that are out there.
I love that. I can't wait to listen to it. I'm going to post the lyrics online when I listen to it. I feel like we could speak for like a whole week about everything and nothing in between.
It's good stuff. It's power, you know, powerful stuff that's probably making people laugh as they listen. Lifting up their spirits, you know. That's what we're here today. And you know, I was looking at the date numerology, right? 3-5 is an 8, and the 2024 is an 8. So 8-8, we are great. We're on this 8-8, 8-8. I'm liking this. I'm like, yeah, I'm on with Louise today on 8-8. We are great. You know, I jumped in the shower 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, yeehaw, I'm awake. Okay. But yeah, so I want to, you know, be awake and alert. You know, so I'm not going, oh, good morning, everyone. Yeah. No, it's more like, good morning. Okay. And yeah, so when you see, you know, anybody that looks sad, you know, or something like that, just start laughing. Smile at them. Smiles are contagious, you know. Be outrageously contagious. But how do you like Louise now, everybody?
I love that. I can't wait to listen to this song. It's a shame that we didn't get you on video. I think we should do this again in my group, but we'll do it as a Facebook Live because I think it'd be fun to do a live together.
Yeah, we could do that if you use StreamYard or something. I'm gonna.
I use Zoom and then I cast
Oh,
into
okay.
the Facebook group
All right,
usually.
I'm gonna work on seeing how I can get my camera to work on Zoom. I don't know why it's doing that, but universe. I don't look that bad, do I? No. All right. Anyway,
That's the fairies, they're saying. Fairies are very, very technical, and I always call on fairy energy and fairies when anything goes wrong with my laptop or technology. And usually I just give them an offering, or I will tell them they can take anything from my 3D reality as long as if I need it back, I can ask for it back and they'll bring it back from another timeline. And they will just fix absolutely anything. Like they are absolutely amazing. Like I love fairy energy. So that might help you out.
Awesome. I'll give him some chocolate.
Yeah, they love sweet things. They love sweet things.
They want chocolate. I don't know why they want chocolate at 7:30 in the morning, but
Oh, they always
fairies don't
love
have a
chocolate.
time.
If you give them anything sweet, they'll just be around you all the time. Honestly, it's insane.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
God.
Cool. So, where can people find you? Because you're like the invisible mystic at the moment, my team was saying. Like we can't even see you, but where can people find you?
Well, I'm all over the place, but I am on Facebook, of course, Marlena Johnson. On the screen, I hope it says my name for them. Yeah, so you can become one of my friends there. I have a Facebook group, a couple of them, but the one I'm in the most right now is my feng shui group. So it's just MJ Feng Shui. So you can come into the Facebook group, and you'll find me there. All right. My email is very long, but it's Marlena at 123 manifestit.com for email. Yeah, I have a website, so mjfengshui.com, YouTube channel, mjfengshui.com. I made it easy, right, for what I've been doing for the past like 3 years now with the feng shui, but the feng shui has become more popular now in period nine. But I'm still on, summits doing the energy healing. So when they come into the Facebook group, they'll see my list of the podcasts and stuff that I'm going to be on. So they can join on there as well. If they have any questions or anything, they can, reach out to me
That would be
easily, pretty much. If they have a question, they can probably ask you, how do we get a hold of her again? But easy, MJFengShui.com, right? So Feng Shui, FengShui. So very simple. I use my initials because my name, I tried to get a website before with my name, and I could not, no matter what way I put it in. So I went, okay. And I shut down a couple of my websites like last year, and just said, all right, I'm going to go with the other two that are on my heart right now. And I'm like, yay, I had a Bozzy reading. And I said, what am I supposed to be doing? And they said, metaphysical last year. And I started laughing. I said, I'm already there. So I was already working with Feng Shui. And then this year was doing the metaphysical and podcast. So I'm like, I'm already there. Isn't that amazing? So
Yeah,
I'm spot on, but I wanted to make sure there was nothing else that I was missing. And I'm like, nope, I'm good. So, I did give you one of my items that I, created for people as well. So that is like the Money Mastery from Mind Music. So I don't know how you can link that to them so they can get that if they want to purchase it. It is really incredible. It has 10 very powerful clearings and high vibrational processes. With using it daily, your vibration will reach its highest level. So you can take it anywhere you want to go. It doesn't matter. It's not one of them things where you got to lay down, and receive it. But there's affirmations in there, grounding into money, opening your chakra to money, the angelic healing so you can manifest money like magic, your business, helping people with their business, getting them, out of that ancestral funk, I call it, opening up your, money chakras. There's a mantra for golden money mantra, so beautiful. It's like, become a wealthy, successful person. That was the goal with that Mind Music CD that I created. But people are on the go now, so as you're driving, you could be listening to, money's powerful, affirmations you can say along as you're driving. You can bring it to work, play it on low as you're sitting there and get motivated, right? You're going to an interview, you just tap on one of them and you land the job before you walk in that door, I mean, you get scared when you're going to certain meetings or whatever, but if you got something right before it, to pick you up, to motivate you, get your mind in the right place, the things that you can manifest is just incredible. So I wanted to share that with everybody today, but I just find today was incredible, Louise. I just had an awesome morning.
Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. Yeah, what we'll do, Marlena, is we'll make sure that all the links that you want to put in the bio when we go live with this podcast is in there. So anyone who's listening or watching can just click on the links and go wherever they need to go, wherever you want us to direct people to. And we'll also share you in our Facebook group as well, which I believe you're a member of. So we'll have a few places. And my team want to bring you on a Facebook Live at some point as well to actually share your physical 3D self as well, which would be really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this has got to get fixed today. So berries. And
There
actually, you know,
might be some
actually the
experiments as well, so we'll explore that when I stop the podcast, okay?
Okay.
But for now, are there any messages that you want to share with anybody before we go?
Wow, there's a lot. But you know, today let's leave it with this. Like we were talking about, like who cares? You know, who likes you, right? Don't let them stop you. Don't let them take your joy or your peace. Walk away, right? Or if someone wants to fight, join the army. Tell them you want to fight, join the army and walk away. They're not worth your energy, right? Because when they lower down your vibe, you can get stuck in that funk, right? And then you get more of that. So don't allow it. That's the thing. So if you're a woman right now, get up on your feet, stand up and say, I'm going to do that thing this year. Make this year your year to shine.
I
And
love
let's glow with it. Let's glow with it. How's
that.
that?
I love that. So powerful. Thank you so much for being with us. What I'm going to do is I'm going to thank our readers and listeners for watching and listening and reading or whatever you guys do. And then I'll stop the video and then we'll have a little chat as well. But if you've got 5 minutes.
Yep.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining us here, Marlena. It's been amazing. So much fun.